This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you with the BelowTopSecret.com podcast in reply to Benevolent Heretic on the subject of why is religion dying? I suppose I should give a warning up front that if your religious beliefs are easily offended, then you need to stop listening right now. I will give you a moment to click the little red X up on the right-hand corner of your screen, and you will no longer hear this. Okay, for the rest of you that are still here, I suppose I could start by saying I'm a spiritual anarchist. I believe all religions should be overthrown, that if you free the chains from your mind, the chains on your soul will melt away. Whew, I'm getting a little religious fervor here. I don't believe the creator of all things needs a middleman. I don't believe anyone has ever died so that I can be okay, or anything like that. To start out, yes, I was born in a very religious family. Both of my parents were hellfire and brimstone ministers, and I actually was raised in the church. Slept right upstairs above the, what the hell they call it anymore? I don't even remember where all the people gathered, sanctuary. And looking out on it as I grew up, I realized I simply could not believe in what they were saying. I never could. And so the more I grew and studied and learned, and like Benevolent Heretic, I too studied psychology, philosophy, religions of the world, and the more I learned, the more I realized they have nothing whatsoever to do with what I call the creator of all things. I believe that if you cannot see God in everything, then you cannot see God in anything. That's something I learned along the way. I wish I could credit the author, but I don't know the author's name offhand. The Creator is there whether you have a religion or not. Now, I realize there are some people that probably actually need religion because they don't know how to have a spiritual relationship without it. I believe that's because religion brainwashes people. It's there at the very beginning when they're born. Through baptisms and christenings, they take pictures of them and everything and show them to them later. Then they're finally old enough to go to Sunday school, where the brainwashing really kicks in. Then they get them active in the church, where the brainwashing is reinforced. And by the time the child is old enough to actually have a spiritual experience on their own, the only thing it can do is reinforce the brainwashing that they've received. It's a trap. All religions are a trap. It doesn't matter which one you're following. They are all designed to enslave your soul. The government just wants to enslave your body. They want you to work, pay taxes, so they can go on their spending binges. That's not enough for religions. They want to enslave your soul. They want to threaten you. They want to cajole you to do anything they have to get your money, to keep their business growing, and all they promise you is earthly rewards when you die. You get a mansion, you get a crown, you get streets of gold or 70 virgins or whatever reward if you live your life as they tell you to live it. In the meantime, the religious people get the earthly crowns, the streets of gold, the nice cars and the mansions while they're still here on earth. Why people can't see the hypocrisy in that, I do not understand. Religions, no, they all rob you of the very thing they promise, and that is a relationship with the Creator. I suppose if religions are dying, it's because more and more people are starting to realize that. They're starting to free themselves from the shackles because it's the people that hold the key. You know, it's hard to tell somebody that they have the keys to their own chains. If they will only lose the religion, they will gain so much more. These, I suppose I should warn you, are just my personal beliefs. I could rattle on for hours about it, but I can assure you, if religion is dying, as a spiritual anarchist, I will be more than happy to dig the hole, chunk its carcass in the ground, and fill it back in, and laugh while I'm doing it. Religion deserves to die. Every religion. That's my thoughts on the subject. I hope you have a wonderful evening. Love and light to each of you. This is Mr. Whoopee.